Not in the slightest, Charlie, and at the outset, can I say I'm very angry with the Federal Productivity Commission's report. It seems to me that all they have simply done is to endorse their draft report. And we are angry because we spent a considerable amount of time at the Commission hearings to put our case about the Productivity Commission getting a greater understanding of this marketing dispute. Obviously, plainly to me, they are now going down a track of economic rationalism that we don't agree with. Charlie, can I make this point? If the Productivity Commission had been doing its job properly, what it should have investigated is to how effectively the deregulation of the Australian sugar industry had been going since deregulation. What they would have found is since deregulation, instead of giving growers economic freedom, economic opportunity and competitive opportunity, all we've simply seen is milling companies standing in a value chain, exploiting their regional monopoly status and dictating to us what we see as unfair cane supply and marketing arrangements. And Charlie, that's my point. If this is in the national interest, I'll jump off a cliff. I can't see that this is in the interest of farmers.
Okay, you just mentioned there the time and energy that it's taken cane growers just to respond to this one report, let alone the Queensland Productivity Commission report, let alone the draft legislation, let alone representations to federal and state politicians of all persuasions. Yet, if you were a grower in the Burdekin who was still without a cane supply agreement, you might argue you're still no better off.
Charlie, what is important here is the current political configuration around this. You interviewed Barnaby Joyce yesterday or the day before. I listened to it in its entirety. And Barnaby Joyce was aware of this Productivity Commission report coming out. He made it clear that despite the view of the Productivity Commission, the view of the federal government, the view of the cabinet was that they supported the growers' position and there needed to be competition around the marketing of sugar. So that's what I think is important, specifically in relation to the Burdekin and obviously the Proserpine and the Plain Creek areas. An agreement has been reached. It's my view that that process has now been slowed down. Those growers in those Wilma areas need to get contracts in place as quickly as possible. And certainly, I don't think this report diminishes our current strength. I'll go on to say, Charlie, if ultimately this real choice in marketing legislation is repealed by the state government, it will descend this industry into chaos. We are not going to be economic servants to monopolies. And that's the problem that nobody in the bureaucracy seems to understand in this industry.